Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to thank you for making room and space in your day to connect with the Lord. If you'd like to learn more about Cultivate Connection, you can come to our website at cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe to receive this podcast directly to your email inbox, or you can also join us on Facebook and Instagram. So we have started a new series last week. We've been taking time to meditate on specific words that God has given you for 2019. So on our Facebook page, people have put words in there that God is speaking to them for this new year. And so this week, we're going to be looking at the word faithful. So wherever you are, I just recommend you settle in. Make some room and space. Take these 30 minutes for yourself to connect with the Lord. When you come and sit in His presence, meditate upon His word, it fuels your life. And so as we begin, go ahead and turn your attention towards your breath. Simply noticing the inhale and the exhale. Coming present into this space just as you are. What do you notice about your breath today? Sort of sensation do you feel? Maybe there's a lightness to your breath. Maybe it feels heavy. Just allowing yourself to observe and participate with the breath here. Maybe it begins to slow and lengthen. Allowing yourself to simply come into this space, winding down from any busyness or anything else that happened in your day or that you expect to happen. And just an invitation here to begin to allow that breath to lengthen out. Can you drink in just a little bit more? Continuing here to engage with your breath. Does that open us in prayer today? God, what a privilege it is that we can come and enter your presence. That through technology, we can come and meditate individually, entering into your presence. And we know that you're with us. Will you come and reveal your faithfulness to us today? Will you highlight your word to us, Holy Spirit? Will you soften our hearts so that we can receive what you have? Let your truth be illuminated. I pray as we meditate on your scripture, Lord, that you would reveal to us what it is to be faithful, who you are in the area of faithfulness, God. Lord, will you touch every heart that we would never be the same? Will you transform us by the renewing of our minds? May you bless your scripture and move in your power to shift out what needs to be shifted and to bring in the truth that we need today. Lord, we trust your leading and your guiding. Come and be with us today and have your way in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, and in our spirits, Lord. Taking a few nice deep breaths. And today I want to check in just around this word, faithful. What does that word mean to you? What sort of thoughts arise as you begin to ponder faithful? Do you notice anything that stirs in your heart? Any emotions that begin to rise around this word faithful? Do you notice anything in your body as you scan your body today? And as you focus on this word, faithful, what sort of ideas are you bringing in to this meditation around the word faithful? Have things come up that are full of life for you, that are warm, that spark joy around this word, faithful? Or is there an area that comes up for you that feels cold, distant? Maybe sorrow. What do you notice? And whatever it is, no right, no wrong, can you simply come with that, bringing what you have, these preconceived ideas, and can you just present them before the Lord? Asking him to make room and space in your heart for what he wants to show you in this today. So we're going to be looking at a couple different scriptures today. We're going to meditate on 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Specifically verse 9, but I want to read verse 8 as well. So after I read it, we'll pause and just allow yourself to notice anything that stands out to you. He will keep you steady and strong to the very end, making your character mature, so that you will be found innocent on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is forever faithful and can be trusted to do this in you, for he has invited you to co-share the life of his Son Jesus, the Anointed One, our King. As I read it a second time, I invite you to focus on what is God's part and what is your part in participating in this word. He will keep you steady and strong to the very end, making your character mature so that you will be found innocent on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is forever faithful and can be trusted to do this in you. For he has invited you to co-share the life of his Son, Jesus, the Anointed One, our King. What is God showing you specifically about faithfulness through these words? He will keep you steady and strong to the very end, making your character mature so that you will be found innocent on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is forever faithful and can be trusted to do this in you. For he has invited you to co-share the life of his Son, Jesus. Jesus, the Anointed One, our King. Simply taking a moment to breathe in whatever the Lord is speaking to your heart. First Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. Thank you. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. Is there something today God is inviting you into? Calling you into by his faithfulness. What is it that he's called you into that he wants to bring to pass in your life? Where do you need to see his faithfulness manifest in your life? What opportunities is he giving you to see his faithfulness come to pass? What do you hear as we meditate on 2 Timothy 2:13? If we are faithless, God remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. What does God want you to know about his faithfulness through these words? If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. going to read that same scripture one more time, but starting back from verse 11. It is a trustworthy statement. For if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. We're going to draw in one more scripture today from Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 22 to 23. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Where is God wanting to show you the greatness of his faithfulness? Where does he want to surround you with his loving kindness? loving kindness that never ceases. Where do you need to know that His compassion never fails? Can you breathe in the reality of God's faithfulness towards you today? Allow Him to remind you of where He has been faithful to you, to show you how He has never failed. I pray for you this week that the lies that are coming against the truth of God's faithfulness towards you would fall. That the mindsets that say God hasn't been there, these experiences you've had that testify of a different story, that the light of the Lord would shine on those things and the truth of His faithfulness would flood in. That you would come to know to the deepest core of your being the faithfulness of God. What it means that He'll never leave you nor forsake you. That His compassions never fail. That His loving kindness never ceases. That every morning they're new to you. May you come to know the greatness of His faithfulness in every area of your life. Where you need breakthrough, where you've been contending and believing, may the faithfulness of God show up in those places. That you don't need to rely on yourself, but you rely on the faithfulness of God. I pray this week. Where you are striving and trying to hold things together in your own strength, that surrender would come and the faithfulness of God would flood in to your heart, your mind, your soul, your whole being. May the faithfulness of God lead you. May it guide you. May it be the strong foundation you stand on. I pray for the wisdom and revelation in the area of knowing the faithfulness of God to come forth in your being this week, to know Him through His faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen.